Welcome everyone to the Sports Kings Podcast. We are podcasting live at the Dogwood in Midtown Houston. And I am joined by our sports queen, Dolores Lozano. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
Glad you guys are safe.
I'm glad.
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, are you okay?
Because once David told me you guys got into an accident, I was prepared to send David down to get you guys. Yeah, David was going to come down and get you.
He was on. Actually, I called David
because
he answered me, so I
didn't
think he cared that I
was in an accident. Well, he says, Mean Gene, Dolores, was in an accident. And I said, is it serious? And then he just walked away from me.
He said, are you okay? Ha, ha, ha.
Let's introduce David Ramon, who is also a member of this three-headed monster called the Sports Kings and Queens show here. It's our podcast that we're doing every Rockets home game. You can come down here and find us at the Dogwood. And tonight is game three. It's a, I'm not even going to say that M word. It's a much needed win. Our the must win. I don't think we're in a desperate mode, Rockets fans, but I do think that this is a game that the Rockets should take very seriously, and it would be very cool to go up 2-1 on the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, and I definitely think that
I'm not in the position to see the score unless I break my neck. 119-98. About a minute left to go in Smoothie King Arena in New Orleans. Just about, what is that, about six hours to the east of us here.
I've never been to New Orleans.
Are you serious?
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Are you proud?
What are y'all waiting on? When are y'all going to New Orleans? Right.
Actually, I've been trying to go. For the longest, actually.
I've heard it's like a dirty place.
No. Hold on. You just go down real quick.
It can be a dirty place.
You just have the ability to do whatever you want at all times. And that's not really a bad thing. But if you look for dirty things, you might go find dirty things. And that's on someone else's fault.
But it's not a dirty place. I mean, I tell you what, there's some great food there. The food is great. Well, there's some dirty neighborhood.
If you go to it's not even that too. Like if you are, what's the street called?
Street.
There you go. Yeah. As you can see, I'm not really all functioning when I'm on that street. Just don't touch that.
I think you had one too many bourbons.
Yeah. So don't ever pass out and land on the ground because that street is pretty.
Like, it is a little filthy. But
the bars are nice.
The bars are really nice and
the food is good.
Food is very good. And there's this thing called the Superdome there where they have hosted maybe, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 Super Bowls.
The good thing about Louisiana too is that you can get, like I said, you can get whatever you want at all times. Like you go into the mall, it can still get turned up in the mall. So like at all times, you're all right.
So guys, let's recap. We'll go back to game two, which is one that we don't want to remember, but it was the Rockets losing 116-108. We talked about this on the Sports King show last night on SB Nation Radio, and we need to just see exactly what is it defensively we can expect from the Rockets tonight, and who's gonna show up.
I think what it really starts with is that sometimes whenever they're doing the pick and rolls, and this is the thing with the Rockets, like that's their number one great goal, they're comfortable at all times when they're there so much. But when they took guards to pick and roll, like what they first started doing was overcommitting on Mitchell. And he was actually making really good point guard plays. He was finding the guys rolling to the basket, also finding the guys at the baseline, whenever he was able to drive baseline, so on the opposite side. So they had to cut that out, and they had to figure out if they want to double team on that pick, or just go ahead and get switched, because that's mainly what they were having problems with, is the switching. Because it was a whole bunch of open shots, especially in that first quarter, and that really set the tone for them for the rest of the game. So if they didn't get the whole pick and roll situation done, it's a done deal. Because when you look at it, what was the final score? 108? He's outscored by not too many points, so that's really what it came down to, a whole bunch of easy shots, a whole bunch of open looks. That's all you gotta really do is you gotta stop. So to me, it wasn't even a really big deal. It's on that. It's on the pick and roll, what you want to do instead of overcommitting.
So, Dolores, we talked about this last night on the show, how the bench from the Rockets did show up in game two. So, tonight on the road, game three, 3, what do we expect to see from the bench?
Too. Like Chris Paul is really known as one of those guards that likes to press people alive and guard right when they get down that court. But he's the older Chris Paul, and I think we all kind of understand that. But yeah, I don't think we're going to see that same game that we saw with him.
I know
that. It's just Chris Paul. Sorry,
I'm
going to
hear.
Is that true?
I'm the only one that can put your faces on this show.
But yeah, Chris Paul has made it out of the second round, so
so check this out now. One of the things that Rockets fans enjoy so much from this team is their ability to shoot from the arc. Okay, they didn't see that at home in the last game. 10 for 37 for 27% from the arc. What are we going to see tonight from the long ball from the Rockets?
Well, I mean, they just gotta get it going early, that's all. Like, they just didn't see the ball going through the basket. And especially in that fourth quarter when you start getting desperate, that's when you get in a bad, you know, bad vibe whenever you're trying to chuck anything up there. Because if it wasn't going in for the rest of the game, what makes you think you're going to go in the last 3 minutes when you're really desperate? So just to start it off early, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the first couple shots were threes and just them trying to get into that rhythm, because that's what they want to do. They want to get that rhythm. Especially it's going to be a hectic night because of where they're going to be at. The fans are going to get nasty. Even if I believe the Jazz are going to kind of have their
The home cooking's going to be there.
Oh, most definitely. So that's what I want to see from the Rockets. In the first couple shots, they might be long balls if they get open loops with the propeller down low. We'll see that. But they want to get it going really early and see some shots coming through.
Damn, man. I think we have a fan here in our guest audience. Woo! What would you like to see, Corey?
I would like to see James Harden get some shots. That's what I want to see tonight.
You know, Corey. Your expectations, you got to raise them up a little bit higher. What about Chris Paul? Chris Paul, I think we talked about this on the show last night. Someone said that Chris Paul is dragging a little bit, maybe showing signs of, maybe we talked about this at Chris Intel. Somewhere we talked about Chris Paul being a little bit slower and just looking like an old man. So
he's still running the team. I mean, they like to stagger the linemen, James Harden, you have Chris Paul coming in at the second part of it. But I think Chris Paul's going to do some job right now. I just want to see James actually drop tonight. We see everyone talk about James Harden, D'Antoni, and Chris Paul can't perform in the playoffs. And losing at home in the second round to the Jazz with no stars kind of proves everyone's point. So I want to see, hey, let me get it together.
Corey's breaking it. You know what? We gotta get Corey on a little bit more. As a matter of fact, David, when you need to take some time off. I got someone that can
This Thursday coming up.
Oh, like that.
I tell you, so
you don't have a problem with that at all, do you? So let's talk about this. So I have said this many times that, you know, in the playoffs, and I haven't been the only one to say this, but in the playoffs, you know, stars are born. Besides Chris Paul and besides, you know, James Harden, who else can we expect to see come out of the limelight and take over for this Rockets team?
Well, I think there's maybe someone to kind of look at. Even though he's been kind of playing decent so far, but he has to rely on other people.
Exactly.
He has to rely on people offensively to really be that star. But with Clint, I say if he can own the paint, kind of, you know, have his head on the swivel, because that's going to be the hardest part. Whenever you're guarding those pick and rolls, Clint is going to be the most important part of that, because if he's going to stay with the switch or if he's going to maybe try to stay on Gobert, whenever they're doing that, that's going to be the hardest thing. So he's going to have to figure that out and make all those plays on the fly. He's going to have to see it develop and see what happens. And it's really going to be up to him to see what's going to happen, what's going to develop after that pick and roll, because that's where we have the biggest problem. But I would say that in the last game, he was told to stay in double and stay up top and be on mental, and that was the main problem. So I'll see him kind of taking control a little bit on defense, and I think that's where he's going to own it. I don't need him go off for 20 if he does, that's going to be nice, of course. But if he's buzzing his ass on the defensive side and getting those rebounds and do what he has to do, we'll be fine. That's where the stars are going. Hopefully we can keep him around. So we'll try to offer him some bad money.
I would say Ryan
Anderson
is
on the roster. Oh, is it bad that I don't even count him as an existing roster spot, even though he's taking all this money?
Yeah, he was playing last night.
Well, two days ago.
I'm like, oh yeah, he's
so good. And that's what he said, because I really like him. Like, he's not really nothing to hate until he gets on the court and it's just like, oh man, I really wish I could.
This series right here has a Ryan Anderson breakout game written all over. Ryan Anderson has been consistent. He played the same style of ball when he was with New Orleans, right? I mean, there's just nothing different about him. He's never going to get anything defensively, but every once in a while, you get a 24-point game when he's hitting, like, maybe 6 3-pointers in a game.
But this is the thing, though, too. Since it's playoff basketball, do you really want to have him, like, be the liability that he is on defense, but still trying to guess that or hope that he can at least hit more than 20 points?
Well,
and that's the thing, too, because what kind of position you want to have him, because, like I said, Jazz are a little bit more traditional. They'll have a 6'10 guy and another 7-footer out there when they're on the floor. So, yeah, he might have to guard a bigger guy and get, you know, kind of get bullied in the down low. But then again, if he has to be on the perimeter on somebody, he's getting burnt every time.
Okay, but what's the difference between Ryan Anderson and Kyle Korver? Kyle Korver gets hot, and
Ryan Anderson hasn't gotten hot. That's all.
So there's a difference is what you're saying. But what I'm trying to say is that when Kennedy's mild, so Caracolor is spicy and Anderson is mild.
A little bit below mild as of right now.
He's like lemon pepper.
Oh, well, lemon pepper. Right,
well, he's like a butter, what's it called?
But the point I was trying to make is that if he makes two from long range, just nothing but that's not uncontested, then there's a reason to believe that he might be hot and stay in the game and contribute a little bit more.
Wait, what?
David is distracted by the TVs and here at D-Dog. So what were you saying about, was that the future, the first NBA?
Would that be something next week, though? Would he finally get a first one head coach? Even though she's, you know, a first assistant coach, would it be such a big deal if she was in the new coach?
Would it be? Yeah.
Well, I'm saying it's not that.
It would make waves.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think, like, people would jump on it the way it should be. Because, I don't know, I feel like we still have a whole bunch of a-holes in the media. We talked about it before. Especially in Houston. I don't know why that's a problem here. Very diverse city. But I say what NBA is pretty good. But also, it really shows what the NBA is doing compared to all the other sports and how women are thriving.
I think
we
also, like, in media, we need more of the younger generation around. Because there's a lot of
that's what I'm saying. So, guys, I know we're a couple of minutes away from game time. So, we probably need to go ahead and make our predictions tonight and what we expect from game 3 in Salt Lake City. Who wins this game tonight? Rockets at Jazz.
No,
you always go first. Yes.
121-110.
Cool. Okay.
Alright. There is one person on this roster that if no one knows, that definitely remembers the 90s and how Utah Jazz always gave Houston Rockets a whole lot. back to back. And I'll say Gerald Green, of all people coming off the bench, he'll be the guy that had a chip on his shoulder just a little bit. I think PJ and Trey will pull through today. I think defensively, I think they're a little worried about the defensive side and they're worried about their shots are going in. But man, we really need some firepower off the bench. And I'm really looking at Gerald right now because I think he is the one that maybe try to like that. Because I don't know why, whenever he is hitting three, all of a sudden it becomes really, really, like, it's like child's play when you're trying to rock and anybody else. If Gerald's hot, all of a sudden the whole mood changes. I really think he can be the live one. So I really hope Gerald can get in there, you know, shoot a couple threes, maybe get something, and make sure that old school athleticism that he has. And I'll go with my score of 115 to 108.
115, 108?
Yes.
All right, 115, 108. So, guys, I'm going to say Rockets win 111, 100.
I think he's typing in to make sure.
I'm making sure that I get all of you guys scores so we can talk about this at another time.
He wants to see who's going to be right later. So you can look at the
song. No.
He's like, hey, remember that one time I had the score closer than
it's been more than one time I had it right. But no, I think just like what we saw in Minnesota when the Rockets needed to get a huge win on the road, I think they had a little scare in that series. Here again, they got punched in the mouth real good at home. So I think they get it done. I think we see a new star rise. Not that we're not going to see much from what we expect from Harden and Chris Paul. I just think a new star is going to rise. I can't say who it's going to be. I want to say it's going to be Ryan Anderson. I want to say Ryan Anderson will play a little bit better tonight. So anyway, guys, so game is about to start, so we're going to go ahead and sign off here. Once again, it's the Sports Kings Podcast. We are at the Dogwood, Midtown Houston. The Sports Queen, Delores Lozano, David Ramon. Corey just jumped on there and gave his 2 cents, valuable 2 cents. For what's gonna happen tonight. So we are out and we will see you back here Sunday night. Game 4.
Oh,
all right, Sports Kings out.